Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Fast away, good evening, it's 5:30. This is update for Tuesday, 31st of August 2021 from Manx Radio. We got 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man and background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person. 23 new cases of COVID, 351 active cases, including 8 in Nobles, 1 in ICU. Schools are back a week tomorrow with masks recommended, drug dealers targeting vulnerable people as mules on the island. Tributes to Noel Kringle, $500,000 plus from the Manx Solidarity Fund, and Keys candidate Robert Cowell.
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, the update news headlines at 29 minutes before 6. Fastamai, Tessa Hawley.
Fastamai. The number of people in hospital with COVID-19 has dropped to 8. It's a fall of 2. One person who has the virus remains in intensive care. 23 new cases of coronavirus have been detected since the last update. Teenagers in the south of the island are being encouraged to have a COVID-19 vaccination this weekend. A vaccine clinic is being held at Castle Russian High School on Sunday for 16 and 17-year-olds. Police say they're concerned vulnerable people are being pressured into accepting parcels on behalf of drug dealers. Officers say the number of illegal substances sent to the island through postal and courier services is increasing significantly. In international news, the Taliban's accused the United States of arrogance after the 9/11 terror attacks, claiming there was no need for war. The group has been meeting to discuss how it will move forward in running the country after declaring independence from Western troops. A UK government minister says the greater good needs to be considered after an alpaca was seized from a farm and killed by vets. Geronimo's owner has been fighting for years to keep him alive, despite 2 positive tests for bovine tuberculosis. And reports of a new tax on disposable nappies have been rubbished by Downing Street. A spokesperson says claims UK ministers were considering it to encourage a move to reusable ones are false. Those are your headlines. News in full at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you. Tessa from the Ronalds Way Met Office. No warnings out at sea for the next 24 hours. Dry and cloudy across the Isle of Man this evening. A light to moderate wind coming in from the northeast, down to 13 degrees through the night. For Wednesday, Ukraine, dry and cloudy with sunny intervals, light breezes up to 18 degrees. Overnight minimum is 12. And Thursday, Jordan, dry and cloudy with light to moderate winds, top temperature 17 degrees. High waters at 20 to 7 tonight, sunset 13 minutes past 8. Low water overnight 22 minutes past 1. Sunrise 25 past 6 tomorrow morning. High water 18 minutes past 7.
Find the latest ranges of high-tech windows, doors and conservatories at the Manx Glass and Glazing Showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate.
The number of people in hospital with COVID-19 has dropped to 8, fall of 2. One person who has the virus is in intensive care. Tessa back with that detail.
23 new cases of coronavirus have been detected since the last update. It means there are now 351 active cases of COVID-19 on the Isle of Man. That's a drop of 12. Of the 23 new cases, 6 are under investigation. 444 people are awaiting a COVID result notification after taking a test. 372 people are booked in for a test tomorrow. So far today, 339 people on the Isle of Man have received a second dose of a COVID-19 vaccination.
Schools go back next Wednesday and students in secondary schools will be encouraged to wear face coverings. The advice applies to school staff as well on the Isle of Man. It's part of the government's measures hoped to mitigate the spread of COVID-19 in schools. Director of Public Health, Dr. Henrietta Ewart.
The potential for continued transmission is still with us and is going to be with us for quite a time to come. So the key things then become, are we likely to see a shift in mixing, which could drive further surges? The first one that we have coming up is really back to school, because that will bring people back into mixing who haven't been mixing together. So to reduce the risks from that, we're strongly advising all children at secondary school age, 11 and over, and secondary school staff to take an LFD test through the general public scheme and do those tests twice a week, starting at least the week before they go back into school. And the other thing we'd like to say on that is anybody who has symptoms shouldn't go into school. Stay at home. If they're classic symptoms of COVID, call 1111 for a PCR. If they're not classic symptoms, they're just, you know, generally unwell, then consider doing an LFD. And obviously, if that's positive, contact 111.
So you expect any mitigations to come back in? We've had advice around face coverings and that kind of thing. But going into the autumn months as well, do you expect any actual measures to come back?
We're not planning on that at the moment, because if we keep at the sort of levels we are, then everything that we've got in place at the moment, primarily the vaccination programme, but then, you know, making sure that we keep reminding people to think hands, face, space, fresh air, and think for themselves. We very much hope that we'll be able to keep working with the community in that way. But obviously, we have to have as a backstop the ability to consider further measures if they are indicated by the data.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
With COVID restricting movement to and from the Isle of Man of late, it comes as no surprise to hear that drugs imported through the post, along with other courier services, are on the increase. Drug dealers appear to be targeting what police term as vulnerable people to accept parcels on their behalf. Police media officer Inspector Gav Callow.
We've seen a marked increase in drug importations through postal and courier services through the lockdowns, and it's something we're concentrating on at the moment in Operation Strongbox.
How have you noticed that there's been an increase then?
We saw during the lockdowns that the number of parcels we were intercepting at postal services, including couriers, had increased quite a lot.
And how do you notice that? How do you find these things out? Are you physically opening up parcels or?
Various ways. You know, a parcel can smell of drugs. It can be x-rayed. It might be something else about it to make us think that the parcel is suspicious. We obviously want to intercept these parcels and deal with persons that are involved in the importation of drugs to the Isle of Man. But what we are finding, and it's quite sad in a way, that vulnerable people are being targeted. So vulnerable people by their age, by the fact they're in debt, by the fact that you know, that they're not able to fully think out their decisions, are being targeted as persons to receive these packages. And when they're intercepted, the persons can end up before us and can end up going to jail.
Are we talking about hard drugs here?
We're talking about Class A drugs, Class A and Class B drugs, in fact. But, you know, all manner of drugs are being imported to the Isle of Man through the Postal Service.
So how do you get around this then? Are you asking people just not to get involved? Or are you asking them to report these things?
Well, first of all, we'd want people not to get involved in it. If they are involved in something they think they can't get out of, contact us, you know, confidentially, and we can talk through, you know, ways out of the problem. And if they are involved and they want to speak to us, you know, contact us on the numbers given.
Surely, though, with the lockdown easing, etc., this is going to kind of not go away, but it will decrease, you would imagine.
Yeah, what we're seeing is we're still continuing to get parcels sent through the post. So I'm not going to go into what volume we're getting at the moment, but it's still a problem for us that we're going to address actively.
Sea-Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
21 minutes before 6, Ben McCree left Heysham at 20 past 2. She'll be arriving in Douglas shortly after 6 o'clock. Departing at 7:45 for Heysham, arriving there at 11:30. The overnight departure, 2:15 a.m. Back to Douglas at 6 o'clock in the morning. High-speed craft Mananan left Douglas at 4:15 for Liverpool. She'll be there about 7 o'clock, leaving at 8:30 and back to the Isle of Man at 11:15 tonight. Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, Mananan departure is to Dublin.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Tributes are continuing to be paid to former Timbal President Noel Kringle OBE, who died at the age of 83. Listen for Lawrence Kelly, the current President of Timbal, and also Chief Minister Sir Miles Walker, who Noel Kringle encouraged to stand for Keys.
We have now lost one of our biggest political giants. I think Noel is well known, obviously, in the farming community as an auctioneer, an esteemed auctioneer. But most of all, a highly distinguished political career that started, I believe, in 1964 until he finished as the second and longest serving president of Timbal in 2011.
Now, there won't be many people on the island who haven't heard the name Noel Kringle. Just how was he regarded within Timbal itself?
I think Noel epitomises for me, really, all things Manx. He was not just all things Manx. He was all things Arbury, all things Manx. And I don't think there's a prouder Manxman that I've known. And he promoted that not just everywhere he went on this island, but actually on the international scene.
Noel was an enthusiast for everything he did, including politics and including his knowledge of friends. And if he saw an opportunity or an opening for somebody, he would encourage them to go for it, whatever that was. I was in the Young Farmers with Noel for probably 10 years. We both were in the Maround Debating Society, which was a debating society that was going in those days, and we enjoyed our debates there. And so we did in the House of Keys. But Noel was always enthusiastic, always energetic, and always had a firm opinion, which he would be willing and ready to deliver to anybody who would listen.
Proposals to update the Isle of Man's first-time buyer schemes have been revealed, but will they actually help those looking for their first home? Tim Groves is from Black Grace Cowley, and he was asked whether there's a shortage of the right type of property for new homeowners.
Yes, absolutely. There has been for some years. There are not enough houses of the type, size, and in the locations that the market is demanding or the market wishes to buy. And that's been true for some time now.
So is it just these schemes that need to be looked at then, or does there need to be a wider review of housing on the island?
I think first and foremost, the schemes do need to be looked at. The market has overtaken quite substantially where the schemes are and what the qualifying criteria is, particularly in reference to the sum of money or the value of the property that the scheme will lend on. That fundamentally needs to evolve, it needs to adapt, and it needs to be much more fleet of foot to ensure that it is in keeping and in line with the market and how the market changes. It's too rigid, and it has historically been too rigid. I don't necessarily think there needs to be a housing review in general. I think that there simply needs to be more flexibility in an understanding of housing need as far as what is then looked at as and when applications are put forwards to build new homes. There is always a requirement for new homes. There needs to be a certain number of new homes built every year in any economy to meet demand. But at the moment on the island, our business and our contemporaries within a state agency are finding it is substantially undersupplied within a certain price range. And that price range is really anything under £400,000, which is a great deal of money, but it is undersupplied. So when we list homes in that price range, we are inundated with requests for people to look at them. And from those viewings, we get offers, and those offers tend to come in relatively quickly.
16 minutes before 6 on Update, live from Douglas in the Isle of Man. This is Manx Radio. 19 years ago today, we lost a green and white friend. On this date in 2002, Manx Airlines ceased operating. Dave Moore looks back.
Manx Airlines began life as a joint venture in 1982 between Air UK and British Midland, operating a Vickers Viscount and two Fokker F-27s with routes from the island to Heathrow, Belfast, Glasgow, Liverpool and Manchester. The first Shorts 360s arrived in early 1984, and the very first jet engine aircraft in Manx colours arrived in 1987 with the British Aerospace 146. Then came a fleet of advanced turboprops, the ATPs, plus the Jetstream 31 and 41 and the BAC 111. March 1991 saw the creation of Manx Airlines Europe to operate routes between the UK and the continent, with Cardiff becoming the airline's first hub. Manx was soon flying 16 aircraft, 70 routes and over a million passengers. By 1994, it had become a franchise partner of British Airways and soon after became British Regional Airlines due to its increasing presence outside of the Isle of Man. BA bought British Regional in 2001 for £78 million and was then merged a year later with Bryman Air to become British Airways City Express. The final Manx Airlines flight left the Isle of Man for Liverpool on this day 19 years ago. I know this, as I was on it. The aircraft then turned around and returned to Ronald's Way as a commercial aircraft in Manx colours for the very last time.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
14 minutes before six, talking of aviation, Ryanair's expecting a very strong recovery in the European short-haul flight syndrome, according to Chief Exec Michael O'Leary. Ryanair's forecast its capacity should return to pre-pandemic levels, has also launched 14 new routes from London Airport. Gatwick will open a new flight to Spain. Luton will now have flights to Gran Canaria, Naples and Grenoble. Stansted will offer new services, including to Helsinki and Stockholm. The Dublin-based carrier predicts it'll fly a total of 10.5 million passengers a month over the next 3 months. By passenger count, Ryanair is Europe's largest airline and is looking to expand its order for 55 new Boeing aircraft, including a MAX 10 order, when apparently the timing and price is right.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed lower as investigators digested latest economic data from the region and beyond. US stocks dipped with the major indices on track to close out August trading another monthly gain. Oil price lower as investors weighed the prospect of additional OPEC plus production and the restoration of crude output after the US after that Hurricane Ida incident. Gold price lower. In corporate news, IAG flew lower after the EU recommended a pause on all non-essential travel from the US due to rising COVID cases. Banks under pressure with HSBC, NatWest and Lloyds all weaker. And the numbers now, the close, Ramsey Crookall reporting the FTSE 100 down 0.4% at 7,119 at the close. The DAX in Frankfurt down 0.5% at 15,802. At just after 5 o'clock in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial up 0.8% at 35,428. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index down just over 0.1% at 15,242. And the S&P 500 in Chicago up slightly 0.2% at 4,529. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling currently worth $1 37.5 cents, €1 16.5 cents, and 19 South African rand 94.3 cents. And finally, in commodities, gold very slightly down, almost 0.1% at $1,808 per troy ounce. And a barrel of Brent crude oil down almost 2% at $71.94.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
The Manx Solidarity Fund, set up to provide financial support for people affected by the coronavirus crisis, has distributed over £500,000 to date. The money's been awarded to groups and individuals from all sections of the community. A trustee of the charity is Donna Crellin.
We've paid out over £600,000 and we still have funds available to pay out. The Manx public, particularly the corporate sector, and the amazing work of Christian Varley has enabled us to raise significant amounts. So we still have funds available to pay out. And should we need any more, we feel that we can go back to some of our donors and get more funds if required.
It's been an extraordinary effort, hasn't it? And just predominantly, though, has it been from the corporate sector that the larger funds have come?
Yes, as a general rule, but we've also had large amounts from individuals and also with Christian's 19 marathons in 19 days that raised over 100,000, and that was from individuals. So it's really been an island-wide effort, I feel.
Now, the criteria you operate is quite broad, isn't it? It can basically anybody can apply. So how would people go about applying if they think they might be eligible?
So we have our website, which is manxsolidarityfund.com. I would encourage anybody who was thinking of applying to have a look on there first. And if that isn't something they're able to do, that perhaps they talk to a friend or someone in their local community who can help them with that website. We have some frequently asked questions on there, and we've tried to cover everything there that can help people. But I guess primarily it's for individuals, charities and businesses. You have to be able to demonstrate that you've been affected adversely financially by the pandemic. So we do need you to fill out an application form. So we'd encourage everybody to read the frequently asked questions, read through the application form, see what they need to put into that application form, and then go ahead and apply.
Manx Radio Sport.
Pastor Mai, Rhiann Evans.
Pastor Mai, good evening. Well, the Isle of Man senior netball squad is set to take on Wales in a three-match test series. The two sides will go head-to-head on the 12th and 13th of November, and this will coincide with the under-21s Netball Europe Open, which is also being hosted by Isle of Man Netball at the NSC. The series provides an opportunity for the Manx Rams to take to the court for ranking matches up against a top-10 side. Wales is currently ranked 9th in the world, whilst the Isle of Man is sitting in 23rd. Before the test series in November, though, the Manx Rams will be competing in the Netball Europe Open Challenge in October in Gibraltar. The last Netball Europe Open Challenge event took place in May 2019, when the Manx Rams took home the title. The selected squad for the event and the current world rankings can be found online at manxradio.com on our sports page. Entries close today for the forthcoming round of the British Enduro Championship. Anyone wishing to get involved can only enter online through the ACU website and will have to do so by 10 o'clock tonight. The two-day event takes place in the north of the island, beginning at Morwick Park on the 18th of September. And the Isle of Man's Tyler Hannay won the Junior Tour of Wales yesterday. The Manx cyclist had 27 seconds to spare over the rest of the field after the four stages had been completed.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
7 minutes to six. Manchester's Loganair inbound at 25 past five came in 15 minutes early. Next inbound is the half past six EasyJet from London Gatwick, looking to be on time. Departures, Loganair's patient transfer to Liverpool at 6 o'clock, and then the 7 o'clock outbound EasyJet to London Gatwick. Last inbound tonight, 5 to 8, Loganair patient transfer return from Liverpool. On the roads, the Mount Murray back road, the Ballycotterill roads closed for road patching. Douglas to Kuwe, temporary light on the old Castletown road, 24 hours a day for Cable Lane. Druidale roads closed for resurfacing. Look out for the normal stuff in Kirkmichael. Braddon's one-way systems. Ballasalla temporary lights for the bypass. Glen Road, Laxey. Snaefell Road, Williston. And Paul Rose Bridge closed till February next year.
The only electric and hybrid vehicle service centre with 24/7 charging points. Get more with Quayside. The Isle of Man general election 2021 coverage on Manx Radio.
Robert Cowell is standing in Ramsey in the general election 3 weeks on Thursday. He's a businessman in the town and currently a commissioner in Ramsey. He's also up against Dr. Alex Allenson, Laurie Hooper, Jonathan Kinraid, Simon Mann, Luke Parker, Leonard Singer and Erica Spencer. So where does Robert Cowell stand on the proposed plans for a marina in Ramsey?
Am I for or am I against? The straight answer to that is I am for the right marina in Ramsey, and I'll stress the word right.
So that suggests to me that the current marina is, the current plans are wrong?
The current plans are being judged on what they are at the moment is in terms of their sketch drawing. There has been no formal environmental study, no formal groundwork survey, no formal planning detailed application submitted. So we are talking about the floating white elephant on Ramsey Beach, and that is one of the reasons I have stood, because candidates were pinning their flag to the mast purely on being anti the marina. But in reality, what marina?
So why do you think we need a marina in Ramsey? Is it not okay how it is?
Ramsey's a working port. It's a fishing port. It's a commercial port for Mezeron. I think as a working port, it's very, very important. There are domestic marinas in Douglas and in Peel, both with different degrees of success. From a marina point of view, I think from a property point of view and redevelopment point of view, you cannot argue the fact that both marinas have benefited Douglas and Peel, respectively.
So how would you strike a balance if we had to have a... If you're saying we can't have a marina that's damaging to the environment, but we need one to bring in to keep the economy going, how do we strike that balance? Is it not one or the other?
The marina's not going to keep the economy going. It's just going to be a booster to the economy, potentially. But again, it's all speculative. I've been to these marina developments in the UK, and they're huge.
Okay, so it's speculative, but what can we do? Which way do we go? Do we prioritise boosting the economy, as you put it, or looking after the nature and the views that people enjoy?
I think for me, you're coming down to the fact of, do I support the marina or not? And as it currently stands, I can't support the marina.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Max Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Tessa Hawley, producer William King. Update is back tomorrow night. John Moss will be in the chair tomorrow, as I'll be live from the Viking in Castletown as the first of Max Radio's live election debates, with the representatives heading for Arbury, Castletown and Maloof. Going to be live tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday.